Previously on Heroes.
Maya holds back tears.
Thank God you came along.
I know
Dr. Suresh.
I can take you to him.
Right after we defeat his entire army.
She won't wake up and her vitals are getting worse. I am taking her to the company.
The moment you trust them with what you care about most,
they'll have you.
We have someone else who needs us. We would like you to bring her in. A lot of the people we encounter aren't in control of their ability. But we need you out there doing the good work that you do, helping others like her.
You're with a boy.
There's no boy, Dad. I tried out for cheerleading.
But you promised me that you won't date.
Okay.
I painted that.
All the street signs are in French.
Could be Montreal.
The woman who did this to Ricky, she was looking for me.
Chapter 6, The Line. Peter's staring at the chalk outline of Ricky's body at the Wandering Rocks pub in Ireland. Caitlin's looking at a framed photo of Ricky hanging on the wall.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have let him cover for me.
It was his choice, Peter. My brother could be a right fool sometimes.
The woman that killed Ricky, she was looking for me. You saw what she could do. I'm not gonna let you be next. I'm gonna find her, find out who she is, what she wants.
How are you planning on doing that?
Plane ticket. Painting? It all points to Montreal. It's a start.
I'm going with you.
No. I'm not risking your life, too.
We were both in that Montreal painting. I think I'm supposed to go with you, Peter. Besides, when you find Ricky's killer, I want to be there.
What for?
To kill the bitch.
Claire's cheerleading.
Anymore. Do you realize how agonizing it is to watch you people? It's a no on all three. Next.
Are you crazy? Claire was awesome. I vote yes.
Okay. That's one vote for Claire. Anyone else care to climb out on a limb with May? Like I said. Next.
Thanks for trying. Claire, you were amazing. Really.
I don't know what Debbie's thinking.
What I'm thinking is that Costa Verde High deserves cheerleaders that are extraordinary. And you, Claire, are simply not extraordinary.
In the laboratory, Mohinder's recording Monica on a camera as she imitates a gymnast on a computer monitor. She copies the routine on a balance beam, performing a handstand and a series of backflips exactly in time with the footage.
How was it?
Perfect. Yet again.
How much longer are we gonna do this? It's been hours. I wanna go home.
Soon, I promise. Let's take a break.
He hands her some water.
Are you ever gonna tell me what's going on here? Where are we? I mean, you just grabbed me off the street and...
You're in Hartsdale, New York, at a privately funded company whose sole purpose is to help you and others like you.
Others like me?
Not exactly like you. Others have different gifts. You're the first we met with adopted muscle memory.
So that's what it's called. Why is this happening to me?
We're not really sure. There are certain genetic markers. Where they come from, still a mystery. You have been given an extraordinary gift.
I agree. You are a very special person, Miss Dawson.
Who are you?
My name is Bob. I'm in charge of operations. Doctor, could I see you for a moment?
Bob, holding the file with the name Adam Monroe on it, leads Mohinder into an office.
Have you established a reliable baseline for Miss Dawson's ability?
Yes, she is able to replicate any action. It's really quite extraordinary.
Good.
Mohinder sees the file.
Now, we can determine if this stops all of that.
What is that?
A variant of the Shanti virus.
You're experimenting with the virus.
Manipulating a live virus is essential for creating a vaccine, Doctor. We hope to use this virus to take away Monica's ability without harming her.
You could create an incurable strain. It could cross over to the general population.
Think how many people were killed by Gabriel Gray. There are some abilities in this world that must be stopped at any cost.
Monica is a sweet girl who loves her abilities. We can't just take them away from her.
It's for the greater good.
So she's a lab rat. You're just going to inject her without her consent.
No, Dr. Suresh, you are.
Now Mahinda's on the phone and Molly's sleeping.
It's a mutated strain, manufactured. If the biological structure of the virus has been altered, I don't know if I can save her. She could die.
You're just gonna have to take that chance.
I never agreed to experiment on people.
You brought the Molly, didn't you?
I didn't know what else to do.
Look, if you refuse to do this, they're gonna get rid of you. And then we're gonna lose everything that we've been trying to do, and worse yet, you're gonna lose Molly.
You've got principles, and that's fine. But to bring down this company,
sometimes we have to do bad things. Don't disappoint me, Suresh.
Mr. Bennett ends the call. He's standing with a Haitian in the snowy city of Odessa in the Ukraine. A woman's wearing a coat and scarf inside a grand house. We'll be late for the party. A young blonde boy runs into her arms and hugs so handsome. Here, let grandma, and wraps a scarf around his neck. A grey-haired man asks, what time will you be home? And hugs young Kolya. The woman replies, 3 o'clock, unless there's candy. Then I make no promises. The man kisses the woman and waves goodbye to Kolya as they leave. He closes the door behind them. Then Mr. Bennett and the Haitian step out from another room.
Ivan.
Mr. Bennett says, Ivan, my old friend. Then thumps him across the face and says, we need to talk. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Claire's sitting alone, staring at death. Then West comes up to her.
Something wrong?
I lied to my dad. The other night when I went home, I told him I joined cheerleading.
Cheerleading? That is bad.
You don't understand. Cheerleading tryouts were last period. I didn't make it. What am I supposed to tell him?
You met this awesome guy who needs some free time to make out.
I told you my dad's really overprotective about the whole dating thing. He told me I couldn't date until I was 21.
So?
So I have to listen to my parents, don't you?
Claire, I can fly. That makes the whole parental guidance thing a non-issue. But if it's that important to you, we'll figure out a way to get you on the team.
It's impossible. Debbie Marshall does not deem me extraordinary enough.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You're a total babe, and you have a power. By definition, you're better than she is.
You're sweet. But it's not just her. She's got that whole squad wrapped around her evil little pinky. I knew girls just like her at my old school. All it would take is one person to stand up to her.
Be that person. Take her down a notch.
How?
You were a cheerleader. What do they fear most?
Debbie shoves a cake into another girl's face.
Public humiliation?
We could give her a taste of her own medicine.
Side Parcela Delgado, Mexico, near the U.S. border. Silas in a car with Maya and Alejandro.
Your ability is fascinating. A gift.
What I do is terrible. I've taken many lives, and I can't control it.
I was like you. I could do things, amazing things.
You? Like what?
I could move objects with my mind. I could hear a pin drop from miles away. But then it all just went away. That's why I need to see Dr. Suresh to get them back.
You want to be different?
I want to be special. Unique. An ability doesn't have to be a burden, Maya. It can be wonderful.
Sila touches Maya's hair, but stops when Alejandro stirs from his sleep. Alejandro says, stop at the next gas station. I need to find a coyote to take us across. What about Gabriel, asks Maya. I don't trust him, Maya, replies Alejandro. I see the way he looks at you. Why is he still here?
Is there a problem?
My brother wants to hire a coyote. Cross the border without you.
Why? You can't trust them.
Dios nos ha mandado a Gabriel.
She says, God delivered. We should put our faith in him. Alejandro leans back in submission.
It's okay. We'll cross the border together. I'm glad we found you, Gabriel.
Sila sits back with a sinister in a laboratory, a curator studying an ancient Japanese scroll on a computer monitor when Ando walks in. You started without me, says Ando. Sorry, it's just so compelling, replies the curator. Hiro and Kensei made it to Whitebeard's camp. See? They both read the script on the tatty scroll. Hiro and Kensei are charging through a village. Stop, shouts Ando. You can't skip ahead. I must know every detail. Start where we left off. Okay, replies the curator, and they begin to read through Hiro's scrolls.
Tonight, we will attack.
Kiso Mountain, Japan, 1671.
Three of us against an army. But even with powers, I fear for the swordsmith's life. The woman I love, but cannot have.
Yeiko's looking at a map of the village.
You should reconsider. Rescuing your father will be dangerous.
So long as Kensei fights by my side, I fear nothing. But I'm concerned. How will we find my father amongst all these tents?
The story. Kensei trailed smoke to flame and found Whitebeard's treasure.
He points at the map.
There, the tent that smoulders.
The tent that's... No time for lucky guesses. My father's life is at stake.
You're right. I am sorry.
Tell me, Hiro, why do you risk your life for my father? Kensei arrives.
It's gonna be some fight.
Did you find my father?
Yes, my love, in the tent that smoulders.
You were right, Yeiko. We have nothing to fear with Kensei around. Come on.
Isaac Mendez. Painted a series of 8 paintings, beginning with Kaito Nakamura's death and ending in mine. Where are they?
Sorry, I'm retired. I work in the textile factory now. Regional manager of sales, like you in the paper company.
Cut the crap. Where are the paintings?
You think you intimidate me? I trained you. You and your invisible partner, Claude. I taught you everything.
Then you know what I'm capable of. Don't make me do this.
Mr. Bennett turns to the Haitian, who steps towards Ivan.
What is this? You want information. The Haitian can't help you.
My friend has a new trick. He can reach inside that company-loving head of yours and one by one blot out all the memories you hold most dear. Think about it. A man of your advanced years? Treasured memories give your life meaning. Your wedding in Capri. The births of Andre and Mikhail. Be a shame if they disappeared. Lost forever.
That's when you tell us.
You won't do this, says Ivan. I'm your friend. You were my friend, replies Mr. Bennett.
Start with the day he met his wife. Boat ride on the Danube, wasn't it?
The Haitian reaches out to Ivan.
Tell me about Katarina. Your honeymoon. Her favorite flower.
I can't remember.
Really? After 35 years together, such a shame. Are you ready to talk, or do we keep going?
Go to hell. Mr. Bennett goes to slap Ivan, but stops when his phone rings.
Hi, honey. Is everything all right?
Hey, Dad. Yeah, I was just wondering if I could borrow the car tonight.
Did you ask your mother?
I did, and she said to ask you. I'm gonna be with the cheerleaders later. Just thought you should know. Full disclosure and all.
Well, that's very responsible of you, Claire. Take the car, but do one thing for me.
Sure.
Lock the doors this time.
I will, thanks.
There's something else?
Where are you right now?
I told you. Management training at Tulsa, and I'm late for a session.
Well, I thought you had to work there a year before they'd send you.
I'm a quick learner. I've got to go. I love you, Claire Bear.
Love you too, Dad.
Claire seems troubled as she hangs up. McClover.
What do you think?
Okay. I'm in.
Your daughter Claire? It must be very difficult for her. Constant fear of discovery, especially for a teenager. Aren't you tired of running?
I'm protecting her from animals like you.
You can't hide forever.
Take all his memories of me. My family, Claire, everything I ever told him. He remembers nothing.
Wait! I'm like you. Family comes first. Maybe we can make a deal.
What kind of deal?
You were my protege. So dedicated to the company, you made me proud. I miss that. I want you back.
Forget it.
The company has changed. We have new directives. Come back to us, and you'll be safe, all of you. You have my word.
What about the paintings?
You'll be told everything. I can give you your life back. Trust me.
Mr. Bennett stutters a photo of Ivan's family on the mantelpiece. Sila, Maya, and Alejandro arrive at a fence, which has an American flag warning sign attached to it.
What is that?
Border fence, not finished yet. That is America, right there.
Logramos llegar, Alejandro.
Maya says, Alejandro, we made it. That's the United States. They drive across the border, but two pickup trucks block the road.
Attention, you're in violation of U.S. immigration. We've notified Border Patrol.
All right, boys, all the way, all the way. Let's see their hands.
Who are they?
They're locals, a Border Patrol, the faith police. Just drive around them.
One man cocks his rifle and fires into the air. Maya says, God help us. At the company, Mahinda's carrying a syringe into a room where Monica's sitting.
What's that for?
Cholinergic. It's standard procedure to see if your ability improves.
Uh-uh. No way. I don't do needles.
It's the last phase of your testing. One shot, you can go home.
Fine.
Monica closes her eyes as Mohinder presses the needle against her skin, but he seems conflicted and reluctant to inject her.
Just make it fast.
I can't do this.
Mohinder walks, injecting her.
Dr. Saret?
He confronts Bob and smashes the needle.
I won't do it.
If you don't, someone else will. And there's more where that came from. Stop! What are you doing?
Get someone else to do your research. I'm taking Molly, and I'm leaving.
He goes, having smashed a cabinet containing the vials.
We have to go.
They will shoot us! Alejandro, por favor,
drive now!
Maya says it's happening, and Silas stops Alejandro from touching her.
Let her alone.
Estás haciendo, vas a morir!
We need to get past these men. These guns. Use your gift.
Alejandro says, Maya, take my hand. Hurry. Maya's eyes turn black, and the border patrolmen outside, trying to get into their car, collapse one by one. Alejandro says, what are you doing? Maya, as the men die, run from Sila's eyes. They speed off. Debbie's writing numbers on the foreheads of the other cheerleaders whilst drinking from a liquor bottle.
The next time you think of that second helping of Chunky Monkey, remember one thing. The Sharpie doesn't lie. Appearance matters, girls.
Is this really necessary?
Hell yes.
I might have to basket catch one of these tubettes.
Debbie, can I talk to you for a minute? Private function, butler. Cheerleaders only. I'll do your biology homework for a week. You have 5 minutes.
I want another chance. Another shot at tryouts.
I appreciate the effort, really. Attempting to better your social status at school is very American dream of you. But everyone has their place in this world. Deal with it.
So you're not gonna change your mind?
You are slow, aren't you?
A flying man lifts up Claire.
Claire? Claire?
He drops her.
Claire? Oh my God.
Claire's body slams against the concrete steps, and the masked man swoops down towards Debbie. Later, she's giving a statement to a policeman.
She was right there. Her neck was twisted, she was bleeding. I went to see if I could help her, and that's when he came after me.
The flying masked man?
Yes! I escaped, thank goodness, but Claire was dead. Right there on the steps, I saw her. She's...
Claire arrives.
What's going on? But I saw you. That thing dropped you.
Debbie, come down. I'm fine.
I don't suppose you saw a flying masked man this evening?
No, no. I was just hanging out with Debbie.
Find anything, Ray?
No dead bodies. But I did find this.
How much have you had to drink tonight, Miss Marshall?
Debbie looks confused and upset as the police officer shines a torch into her eyes and the other cheerleaders look shocked. Kensei, Hiro, and Yeko are sneaking into Whitebeard's camp.
We don't have much time. The sun will rise soon. Yaiko's father's there. You take out the guard. We will follow.
You've given me purpose, Carl. I'm really a hero. And more, you've made me a better man.
Kensei puts his helmet on and emerges from their hiding place. But she's focused upon Kensei. Kensei approaches a soldier guarding a tent.
You wouldn't happen to have a swordsmith in there, would you?
The soldier plows his sword through Kensei's stomach, who feigns injury, then gives a cheeky smile. No, this can't be, shouts the soldier.
I know, it's really unfair.
Kensei knocks the soldier out.
That was easy enough.
Yeko enters a tent where the swordsmith's tied up with chains.
Yeko, I come with it.
Father, we came to save you.
I'm Hiro, and this is the great swordsman, Takezo Kensei. He has come to save me.
I thought you were a drunk. Turns out I'm a hero.
Kensei, cut my father's chains.
Built an arsenal of guns. Thousands. I must destroy them.
Guns are not allowed anyway.
They are here because of me. I told Whitebeard how to make them. Whitebeard said if I did not help him, he'd kill you, my daughter. He plans to overthrow the Emperor.
If Whitebeard uses guns, it would end the way of the sword and the samurai.
You must stop them. Destroy all the guns. That is how you save Japan.
Kensei has a plan. He will smash the guns. We must go now. The sun is rising.
Kensei cuts the swordsmith's chains with his blade. Mohinder leans over Molly's bed and kisses her on the forehead.
Can I speak with you for a moment?
Mohinder leaves Molly's bedside and steps into the corridor with Bob.
I owe you an apology. What I asked you to do was wrong. I've been with the company for 30 years. We've been through a lot of turmoil. I've made a lot of difficult choices. Some I regret to this day. But right now, I'm dealing with someone who is a real danger to us, to everyone. And I'm afraid that in my haste to deal with him, I overstepped my bounds.
The file you were holding, Adam Monroe.
Yes. You're valuable to us, Dr. Suresh. Not just for your blood or your knowledge, but to keep us in line.
Molly still isn't well, so I can't take her away from here. But you've given me no reason to trust you.
I know, I know. We both have a lot at stake. I have someone at my disposal. Someone who can make sure there's no further misunderstandings. Sound good?
I don't really have a choice, do I?
Kensei cuts through the swordsmith's chain, and they emerge from the tent into daylight. They run through the camp, and Kensei uses his swordsmanship to dispose of a soldier who runs at them. Another guard shouts, the swordsmith escapes, and several more soldiers in full armor attack. Kensei leads them through the camp, hacking and slashing at the onslaught of soldiers. A man emerges from a tent with a rifle and aims at Hiro and Yeko. Hiro freezes time as the bullet leaves the gun and teleports himself and Yeko into a forest. You're done. Hiro speechless. How did we get here, Hiro?
I don't know. We should find Kensei. He'll explain everything.
No, you did it. You held me, and then we were here. You can move people from one place to another. She holds her hand up, lower half of his face. You, with a mask. It was you, Hiro, all this time. It was you that did those amazing things.
I only wanted to fix history.
You saved me from the brigands. You were the one under the cherry blossoms. Do you love me, Hiro?
I do. Very much.
Everything I loved in Kensei came from you. She leans in to kiss Hiro, but as their lips are about to touch, time freezes.
But the space-time continuum.
Hiro looks at the motionless Yeko, then unfreezes time and kisses her. Kensei watches them from afar. Speaking the words from the scroll, Hiro says, it was the kiss that fractured time. It changed me forever, Ando. Where's the rest of it? Asks Ando. That's it, the end, the last scroll, replies the curator. There has to be more, says Ando. My friend is not back yet. Please. Sorry, says the curator. Sila and Alejandro are fighting. Maya splits them up, shouting, stop! She says, I did what I had to do, for all of us. Listen to what you're saying, replies Alejandro. You're a killer because of him. I won't do this. You have to choose. Either he goes or I do.
No hagas esto, Alejandro.
Don't, Alejandro, she says. We need Gabriel. To Suresh. To salvation. Alejandro looks at Sila, then says, fine, he can stay. But the next time your eyes blacken, don't look for my hand. It won't be there. I will let him die. Maya turns to Sila.
I will get something for your lip.
She goes to the car boot. Silas stares at Alejandro.
I know you don't understand me, but I want to tell you why I'm helping you. It's that delicious power. You see, when I get my ability back, I'm going to kill you. And your sister. And I'm going to take it all. And if I don't get my ability back, it's not a total loss. Maya's learning quickly. She's a shiny new toy. She's all mine.
Alejandro fires a confused and hate-filled look at Sila.
I can't believe you talked me into that.
What?
Somebody could have seen us.
Relax. No one saw, and no one will ever believe Debbie. Did you see her face? That classic.
Is she gonna be okay?
Definitely. She freaked, but just think of it as a lesson in humility.
Claire! Hope I'm not interrupting. No, it's okay. How's Debbie? She blew a .13. Drinking on school grounds. Got suspended from the cheerleading squad immediately. Which means we have an opening. First practice is Monday after school.
You mean it? I'm on the team?
Sure. You're the best at tryouts. I'll just let you two get back to whatever. I'll see you Monday.
Photo of Ivan's family.
Tell me something, Ivan. In all the years I've known you, why have you never mentioned a daughter? This daughter. She died, didn't she?
Lucky me.
I'm so sorry. It must have been so painful. I can't even imagine losing Claire. To think all you have left of her are your memories. It would be awful if they were taken, almost as if she never existed.
Please don't.
Take the daughter. Don't leave anything.
Wait! It's in the warehouse near the train yard, where we tagged the liquid man. You'll find your paintings there.
Thank you.
Now what? Your Haitian friend makes sure that they'll forget that you were ever here.
Mr. Bennett signals for the Haitian to leave.
I wish it were that easy.
Once the company discovers your memory loss, they'll trace it back to the Haitian, which leads to my family. And I can't have it.
What are you doing?
You taught me well, my friend. You said make it look as if you were never there. So now, we weren't. Instead, there was a simple home invasion, a senseless murder.
I am offering you a way out. You can stop running. Shoot me and there is no turning back. You'll condemn yourself to hell.
He shoots Ivan.
I know.
Kensei's pushing the remains of a dying fire around with a stick. Then Hiro comes running up the hill towards him.
Kensei, I've been searching for hours. Come, my friend. Must go back and destroy White Bear's guns.
If you want to stop him, do it yourself.
Something wrong?
I saw you, Hiro. After I saved the swordsmith, I came after you, afraid something had happened to Yeko, because I love her. And you, friend, betrayed me.
No.
Yes, you kissed her.
It happened by accident.
You accidentally kissed her.
I accidentally fell in love with her. She with me. I'm so sorry.
You've been lying to me all along. First you show me that I can be harmed by no weapon, and then you cut me deeper than any blade possibly could.
She's your princess, Kensei. I know that. And I swear I will not give in to love. That kiss will be our last. But the fate of the world still rests in our hands. We must stop Whitebeard.
Kensei considers Hiro's words and nods sadly.
All right, cop.
He gathers his belongings.
Let's go.
As they walk away, Kensei knocks Hiro out from behind. Then a group of soldiers emerge with the swordsmith and Yeko held as prisoners. Whitebeard says, "Nicely done, Kensei. Whatever you desire shall be yours." Kensei looks at Yeko and the swordsmith, then turns and walks away, stepping over the hero's unconscious body. Bob's at Monica's home.
You're covered at work and at home, an impromptu Burger Bonanza training seminar at corporate. Here.
What's this?
Information. Phone numbers. If you have any questions or concerns, I want you to call us anytime, day or night. Also, here. It's fully loaded. Anything from martial arts to plumbing, any skill you want is now at your fingertips.
Wow. Support, advice, and now gifts. You're like my own personal Oprah.
You have an amazing gift. So, look around. Seems to me like this town could use a little amazing.
Thanks.
Right.
Monica smiles as Bob leaves. Mohinder's in the laboratory at the company when a woman enters the room. As she emerges from the shadows, he realizes it's Nikki.
Hello, Dr. Suresh.
Nikki? How are you?
I'm feeling better now. Back to my old self, thanks to the company. In fact, I'm going to be working with them for a while.
So you're...
Your new partner. I know. It's the last place that I expected to be, but... I owe these people so much. Bob told me that you two were having some trust issues. He just wants me to make sure that there's no more misunderstandings. That's okay, isn't it?
Mohinder looks uncomfortable. A warehouse, Odessa, in the Ukraine. Mr. Bennett and the Haitian are removing paintings from a crate. One shows a hand holding a test tube. Another has Nikki banging on a wall. A third depicts Hiro engaged in a sword fight with Kensei. The final two show Mohinder holding a smoking gun and Mr. Bennett shot through the eye, with Claire hugging an unseen person.
What does it mean?
Montreal, Canada. Peter and Caitlin are looking at the painting of two figures standing outside a building with a helix above a doorway. Inside that very door.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
They walk through the doorway and enter a dark, dingy room. Peter switches on a light, and they see that the room's filled with old artifacts.
What is this place?
I don't know.
Peter sees a note with his...
Someone knew I was coming.
He flips over the note and reads the back of it.
We were right about the company. The world is in danger. It's up to us, Adam.
The name Adam doesn't ring a bell?
No, and I don't know about any company. I don't know about any of this. The world is in danger. What am I supposed to do?
We'll figure it out.
She hugs him.
Please tell me who I am, what the future holds.
Peter closes his eyes, and when he opens them again, they're standing in New York. The streets are empty, but for piles of rubbish and loose paper blowing in the wind.
Peter, how did we...
I don't know. We're in New York.
Where is everyone?
He picks up some paper.
It's an evacuation order.
June 14th, 2008. This is next year.
To be continued.